Managing your own money can be hard if you've never had a good example. Many young adults have a rude awakening when setting out on their own for the first time with a finite amount of money and an infinite number of ways to spend it. The University of Louisiana at Monroe College of Business is partnering with the United Way of Northeast Louisiana to offer financial literacy training for high school students. Joining me are Dr. Ron Berry, Dean of the College of Business at ULM, Janet Durden, President of the United Way of Northeast Louisiana, and Michelle Saucer, the United Way's Director of Community Impact. Dr. Ron Berry, tell us how this partnership between the College of Business and the United Way came about.
Well, Jay, several years ago, I was very fortunate to be invited to join a group of outstanding community volunteers working with the United Way on their Community Impact Council. And through the discussions with that council, we decided to focus on financial literacy for our community. And the United Way has a long history of being a great community provider of services, and this was just another strong program for them to deliver. The main focus was to help hardworking individuals and families become more financially stable. And we were going to focus on two areas, adults and teens. And this partnership with ULM and the United Way focuses on the teen side of that. There are two components of it. There's something called the Dollars and Cents Reality Fair, and then follow-up financial training in the high schools.
Janet Durden, how does this kind of a partnership really fit in with the mission and vision of the United Way?
Well, our goal is to help people and improve community. And we think as families grow stronger in managing their money and become more financially stable, our community becomes stronger. And so that's the premise for this. We really had some strong goals for those teens. As the adults in the workplace and educators we talk to, it starts there before they get that first job. So we're actually working with 10th graders. So we really do try to get them before their first job. And we hope that as a result of our exposure to them through the simulation, that they'll increase their understanding of where money really comes from. Doesn't come from mom and dad always, or growing trees, or however they're used to seeing it at the ATM machine, to increase their understanding of the use of money, to help them develop responsible attitudes about budgeting and spending and savings, which is, of course, sometimes a new concept, and then to really create a desire to want to know more about financial education. And that, of course, leads us to our relationship with ULM.
Michelle Saucer, you're the Director of Community Impact for the United Way. What really happens in these Dollars and Cents Reality Fairs?
Well, the Dollars and Cents Reality Fair is a simulation, a financial education simulation. Students are given a job, they're given a salary, and they have to visit booths like transportation, housing, food, Temptation Island, and they have to purchase something, and they have to come within budget. They're not used to having a job, and so they don't know the actualities to doing this type of thing. And so they normally don't come within budget. And then they have to visit what we call a financial counselor or a financial expert in our community. We're talking about sophomore students in high schools. We're working with Ouachita Parish High Schools, Monroe City High Schools, and Lincoln Parish High Schools, and private schools in both Ouachita and Lincoln Parish.
For many of these students, this is probably the first time they've ever dealt with, okay, there is this finite amount of money that has to be spent this many different ways.
Correct.
What kind of feedback do you get from students after they've been to this workshop?
Well, you know, you get those moments where we do actually invite them to the microphone and give us a testimony to their experience. And most like, I didn't know my mom had to juggle me and this. And then you get some comments from the actual volunteers who say, I have a child and my child is in school and this child didn't purchase the iPhone, but they want me to purchase the iPhone. So, you know, you have those aha moments.
Ron Berry, that workshop actually gets followed up with a significant amount of training with these students who've been through the workshop, really looking at things that they can and should have and should know from having been through that workshop and having those aha moments.
Exactly right, Jay. We are very fortunate to have our work supported by J.P. Morgan Chase. They have provided great grants to the United Way and ULM's College of Business, and that has allowed us to develop follow-up training that takes place in the high schools. What we do is our faculty and staff will visit the schools, and they cover four broad topics. They start off the discussion with what it's like to have a good life. what it's like to have retirement, what it's like to have benefits, what it's like to have a budget, what a good life will do for them. And they can have that, of course, by having a good financial planning strategy. We follow that with a discussion of financial health. What does it mean to be financially healthy? We talk about balance sheets and income statements, and finally the budget. Following that simulation where they had the aha moments, they're now ready to start putting things down on paper and making sense of it. So it's been a really good process for them to go through. After the financial health, we get into the financial planning process, which gives them some detailed instructions on how to go about the whole process. And it talks about changes over your lifetime and begins the discussion of, okay, what am I going to do when I'm 65? Am I still going to be working, or am I going to have savings that will allow me to enjoy that part of my life? And then the last component is retirement. You're never too young to start thinking about retirement. At first, we thought they're not going to get this, but they do. And we've actually had comments from parents that said, my kid came home and said, okay, I need to start thinking about retirement. So we think the message is getting to the kids, and we're very excited about that.
Unless you have somebody in your life who has good financial sense, a lot of these students don't have anybody like that in their lives, and maybe a lot of this is their first-time exposure to this material.
Absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. The faculty who are doing this come back very excited. They love being in the high schools. They love seeing the light bulbs come on. We were just at St. Frederick's yesterday, and it was a great discussion. The kids were asking great questions. They love to, they seem to appear to be loving what they were learning.
Janet Durden, looking at this as an ongoing partnership, is that the two halves complete each other? Is that the workshop itself does something to get the students engaged, and then the training itself, the follow-up training, is something that is likely to cement that? Talk about the importance of being able to do both of those.
Well, I think it's absolutely critical, because as we were putting together what would make a difference long-term in our community, we would have never done a one-time event, because while it's a very exciting experience, the kids come in there thinking, oh, what is this about? And they become so engaged. If people went on the United Way website, they could see photos of this from the various schools that we've done these. Over 13 schools have participated, and you can click and see the pictures. The level of involvement from the students is overwhelming, but it's not enough alone. If the ULM had not developed this curriculum and then been so generous to share it with the College of Business at Louisiana Tech and the College of Business at Grambling State University, who were doing this follow-up work in Lincoln Parish, we know that it would have been, oh, a nice activity, but nothing we could begin to track.
And this is certainly something that doesn't happen without both some community corporate support, but also from your staff of volunteers.
Well, United Way's role is to facilitate this. And quite honestly, it comes together because of our partnerships with the schools, which has been extremely positive. But then the most important component is the large number of community volunteers it takes to run one of these. And so each of the 10 booths has 2 to 3 or 4 volunteers in it, and then every 10 students has a financial counselor. So CPAs, bankers, controllers from companies, people that have a financial background are suited to volunteer as a financial counselor, and anyone interested in spending 3 hours to make a difference in a person's life. We've had realtors and people from trucking companies, I mean, community volunteers that don't work outside of the home, that have heard about it, have found it to be a very satisfying experience, and quite frankly attractive, because you can go on the United Way website or call 211 and volunteer, and it's a 3-hour commitment of your time.
Janet Durden is the president of the United Way of Northeast Louisiana. My other guests, Michelle Saucer, the director of community impact for the United Way, and Dr. Ron Berry, who's the dean of the College of Business here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. We've been talking about financial literacy programs, both the Dollars and Cents Reality Fair and the financial literacy training in high schools with the College of Business. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.